Red FM 102, I'm Ian Polmere. And a whole bunch of other songs. If you didn't like them, take this. The time with Talkback 2000 mobile phones now is almost 2 minutes to five.
Jack, 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 Jack.
Lovely Jack, wonderful Jack.
Imagine you could buy a mobile phone with everything you need for a whole year included in the price. Network connection, free Vodafone airtime for 12 months, and over 50 minutes of free calls every week for a year. Well, that's what you get with a new one-year deal from Jag. And the best bit? It costs just £39.99, subject to status and 12 months contract.
Jag, wonderful Jag.
Come on down to Clancy's and enjoy the best of times. See the staff and have a laugh and complain about these rhymes. Clancy's, the Irish bar in Station Approach, Newquay.
Marshall's Estate Agents are at the Home Buyer Show at Olympia from March the 31st till April the 2nd. Your property can be displayed here and on the internet at no extra cost. It's a big opportunity.
Cornwall Commerce Limited has merged television with the internet to form Cornwall's first ever web channel. www.correct.com, a fully interactive web experience for everyone, featuring web shows about Cornwall, Cornish business, community and entertainment for the whole family. www.correct.com is the only place to webvertise your business. From just £300 per year, have your own television-style webvert on a web channel that will get your business noticed. Call Truro 501 300 or visit www.correct.com.
Hi, it's Sarah. When Baker's Dolphin said I'd have to go the extra mile for our customers, I didn't think they meant literally. My client's tickets have just arrived and they're flying today, so I'm on my way to sort it out. You'll be amazed at all the little things we get up to make sure everybody's holiday goes as smoothly as possible.
At Baker's Dolphin, it's the people like Sarah that make the difference.
Pop in and see us in Penzance, Falmouth and Camborne. Baker's Dolphin, the West's number one travel agent.
Do you feel let down by your current recruitment advertising? Call Pirate FM 102 for recruitment advertising that reaches 87% of all 25 to 44-year-olds and produces quality, qualified applicants for a fraction of the cost of your normal recruitment advertising. Call Donna Pollard today on Redruth 314400 for further recruitment information. Pirate FM 102's Traffic and Travel with Vospers.
Good evening. Long delays in Truro thanks to the roadworks on Morlaix Avenue, so patience required in that area. Shinedown, Cliff and Penzance should be taking up the lights around about now, but delays have been reported to us. The A30 Long Rock lane closed in both directions on the bypass. A couple of sets of temporary traffic lights between Senan Village and Crows and Ray on the A30. And the contraflow is still in force at Roseworthy Dip because of the roadworks on the A30. Temporary traffic lights at Trevempa Road in Newquay. And we've got roadworks with lane restrictions on the A394 at Culdrose roundabout in Helston. Our Pirate FM Jambuster line is 01209 313 323.
Live
at 5 on Pirate FM 102.
It's 5 o'clock on Monday, the 20th of March. Tonight's top stories. A post-mortem's found the Plymouth schoolboy who collapsed on the football field on Sunday died of natural causes. Classmates have today been mourning the loss of 15-year-old Jay Rumbold. Stormont councillors meet in emergency session this evening over the Roche Shopping Village scandal. John Prescott revoked planning permission after a public inquiry. There's to be an investigation into the banking industry. The treatment of small businesses is being offered to the Competition Commission. Royal Protection officers review the Queen's visit to Australia after a suspected bomber tried to breach security. The number of people who believe in ghosts appears to be up, and a new survey claims half the southwest population admits to having felt a strange presence. In sport, Manchester United are without Ryan Giggs for tomorrow's clash with Valencia. The weather tonight, fair and dry. Tomorrow, little change.
Live at 5.
Good evening. A Plymouth college has had a special assembly today and is planning to set up a memorial for a schoolboy who collapsed suddenly and died during a football match at the weekend. It was an ordinary Sunday League away game for the under-15 side from Stoke in Plymouth. Then suddenly, after making a tackle, 15-year-old Jay Rumbold fell unconscious and began fitting on the ground. Sergeant Dave Anning.
It was an ordinary Sunday League away game for the junior side from Stoke. Then suddenly, after making a tackle, 15-year-old Jay Rumbold fell unconscious and began fitting on the ground. Sergeant Dave Anning.
There appears to have been nothing more than a perfectly ordinary tackle. And after that tackle, he got up and I think one of the witnesses said he appeared a bit shaken or something like that. And he just physically collapsed to the ground.
Despite frantic resuscitation efforts by spectators and paramedics, he never recovered consciousness and was pronounced dead on arrival at Torbay Hospital. His headmaster at Stoke Damerel Community College has described the circumstances as a true tragedy. According to Principal Tony Alexander, he was an extremely fit and healthy boy. Family, friends and classmates are struggling to come to terms with their loss.
Some of the boys who were actually playing football with Jay at the time, and they are taking a little longer to come to terms with that. I think some of them are still in a state of shock, really. But we have senior staff with them and talking to them, and we're trying to remember Jay with a quiet dignity.
A post-mortem carried out today has concluded he died of natural causes. Police say the results of further tests expected within the week should establish the exact cause of death.
That was our Plymouth reporter Ellie Poole reporting. A toddler has died after a car reversed over him. It's thought the 18-month-old boy strayed in front of a garage on a farm at Littlewick Green near Maidenhead in Berkshire. He was airlifted to hospital but died from his injuries. The car was being driven by a family member. Restormel councillors are meeting this evening to discuss the scandal surrounding permission for Roach Shopping Village being granted. Planning was revoked earlier this month by the Deputy Prime Minister. Alan Fleckney reports.
Restormel gave the go-ahead for the shopping village in 1990. It was then adapted twice, ending up as one large unit. A public inquiry was held, and now John Prescott's told the council and developers it should not be built. This could mean local taxpayers having to cough up £20 million in compensation. But Restormel leader John Weller is trying to sort out the problems and is determined the innocent shouldn't have to pay.
If we can prove guilty parties here, that we do go for surcharging, because, you know, the council taxpayer would rightly demand that, and it's something they all expect, and we're very firm on that.
He's also recommending councillors hold a local public inquiry. The district auditor should decide who should conduct this. He's advising there be prosecutions, and that in any event the prosecution fails, there should be a private prosecution. Mr Weller's also keen to make sure council taxpayers are aware the new administration was not part of the scandal.
It is entirely new and nothing whatsoever to do with what happened in the past, and we are of resolute mind to make Restormel work. So I don't want people to think that Restormel is going to collapse.
It's believed the next phase to sort out the road scandal could span years of litigation. In the meantime, Restormel says it's planning business as usual.
You're listening to Live at 5 on Pirate FM 102 with me, Matthew Clark. The time now with TalkBack 2000 mobile phones is 5 minutes past five.
Live.
Live.
Live at 5.
The government's ordered a formal investigation into what's being described as the Great Bank Robbery. The treatment of small businesses by the main high street banks is being referred to the Competition Commission by Trade Secretary Stephen Byers and Chancellor Gordon Brown. It follows a damning report claiming customers are overcharged by as much as £5 billion a year. Stan Mendham from the Forum of Private Businesses says ministers need to get tough.
The small businesses we represent consider they've been systematically overcharged by their banks. The banks always denied it. We asked them to do thorough research and they ignored it. And now Don Quickshank has come out and vindicated what I personally have been saying for 14 years.
Now, Don Cruikshank is calling for a regulator for the banks in the same way that the utilities have a regulator. Does this go far enough?
It's hard to imagine how you would stop the banks without such weaponry. We've been embarrassing them and highlighting it, and so a lot of others. I think this is the sort of size of tool that we need to do the job.
To what extent, to your mind, are small businesses and medium-sized businesses suffering due to overcharging?
I think they all suffer to some extent because they all have to use cheques and credit cards in order to do business. And it isn't necessarily that there's vast sums of money involved either. It's simply the fact that you feel that it isn't right. You know that somebody down the street gets a better deal than you can get, and you don't know why. And we believe now this extra transparency and this extra clearing of the decks will mean that businesses will be more confident in dealing with their banks. Transaction charges cover all of those money dealings that you do with the bank. You pay a cheque into the bank. You write a cheque. You pass a credit card, you receive a credit card payment, you make a standing order, you do backs for paying the wages. A host of money transactions that you and your bank do between you, and the bank charge you. Now, of course, a bank has got to make a profit. We're all in business, and not least banks. We don't want banks to go bust. Every bank has got to make a profit, but they shouldn't make disproportionate profits concerned with the work and the money involved.
A knifeman with a hoax bomb has been sent to a psychiatric unit after apparently stalking the Queen in Sydney. Gregory Palethorpe had an 8-inch kitchen knife taped to his leg and was carrying a box with batteries and electric wires when he was arrested. Royal Watcher Judy Wade says Her Majesty will refuse to allow the incident to affect her trip.
The Queen never betrays any sign of being uncomfortable or disturbed by such incidents. She's had 50 years in the spotlight, remember? And I think she feels it's her duty, never explain, never complain.
A woman who was stabbed 3 times in a Plymouth laundrette while trying to protect another woman has been praised for her bravery by a judge at Truro Crown Court. Tamsin Holman reports.
Mark Brown from Effort has been given life after pleading guilty to 2 charges of wounding with intent and 1 of unlawful wounding. The court heard how he went on a drink and drug-induced rampage on Mutley Plain last October after an argument over a spilt pint. 3 people needed hospital treatment, including a barman and a policeman.
A 9-year-old girl's recovering after being attacked by a hawk on a school playing field. Emma Goldstraw needed 16 stitches when the bird of prey sank its talons into her face at the school in Sheffield. The bird's owner was exercising the hawk on the field. Food labelling is in the limelight again, but not in relation to GM crops. Farmers will be in Truro this evening to discuss how to ensure food calling itself British really is. They say many products, such as pork, are being brought over from abroad and then packaged here and labelled as produce of the UK. Chairman of the NFU, Robert Knowles, says this is misleading for shoppers.
People want to buy our British products, and when they get in the supermarkets, they can't tell for certain that it's been raised in this country to our very high welfare standards.
Over half the people in the southwest believe in ghosts. A new study has revealed that more people than expected will admit to having spiritual beliefs if pushed. Lucy Fisher has this insight.
If you're a sceptic who strongly rejects the notion of spiritual beings, you're now officially in the minority. Today's results show over half the population of Great Britain have felt a ghostly presence at some time or other. In rural areas such as the West Country, this faith increases to nearly 60%. Have we all gone supernatural mad, or are we finally coming to terms with reality? Launceston-based hypnotherapist Leighton Daniel thinks it's about time people opened up to the possibilities outside science.
I am quite convinced that there are so-called spirits then, who have passed over but not gone on to what most people call heaven.
That's as may be, but what do people in Cornwall really think? We asked residents in Hale their opinion.
Ghosts? No, there is no such thing. Ghosts and spirits? You can't believe that, can you?
I do. They are around because you never know in the supernatural, do you?
Definitely.
Yes?
I've heard, I've never seen one, but I've heard of people in the family that have seen apparitions of people that have just gone.
Ghouls or ghosts, myths or legends, it seems undisputable that the new millennium's heralded a return to beliefs forgotten for centuries.
Madonna's reportedly 3 months pregnant, and that guy wasn't laughing at that. The pop superstar said to be absolutely ecstatic at the news she's expecting her second child. An official announcement from the 41-year-old is expected later today.
Pirate FM Sport with Sid Noel Skips.
I'm Neil Caddy. In football, Manchester United will be without Ryan Giggs for their first Champions League clash away to Valencia tomorrow. The winger's suffering from a hamstring problem. Former Celtic striker Ian Wright's been banned for 2 matches for shoving a referee during a Scottish League match in January. Wright's since been transferred to Burnley in the Nationwide League second division. He'll only have to serve the ban if he ever returns to Scottish football. Ticket prices have been slashed for England's final international at Wembley before Euro 2000. Anyone aged 16 or under, accompanied by an adult, will be able to watch the match with the Ukraine for half price. It's part of the Football Association's initiative to try and encourage the fans of tomorrow to support England coach Kevin Keegan and his players. And in tennis, Tim Henman slipped 3 places down the world rankings. He's now at number 11, with Yevgeny Kafelnikov at number 1.
Pirate FM Sport. Pirate FM 102, this
is The Biz.
And in showbiz news, the stolen Oscars have turned up and Michael Douglas gets political. Vanessa Langford has the latest.
Movie bigwigs in Tinseltown are breathing a sigh of relief after all of the missing Oscars have been discovered. The much-coveted golden statuettes turned up in a skip in LA. Local police officer Don Cox says it's still not clear what happened.
At about 9:20, the officers got a call regarding some found property. And it does appear that there are some of them. I don't know how many are there or what condition, nor the circumstances that surround who found them and how they found them and all that good stuff yet.
Michael Douglas will this evening call on MPs to help persuade the US and Russia to reduce their stockpiles of nuclear weapons. The film star is to address an all-party committee at Westminster in his role as UN ambassador on disarmament. His pregnant fiancée, Catherine Zeta-Jones, isn't expected to accompany him. Posh Spice has been talking about her family's amazing hair day. David and baby Brooklyn have become skinheads. Meanwhile, Victoria's become a blonde. She rang a radio station to counteract rumours that Bex was likely to forfeit a multi-million pound hair cream sponsorship deal. Sir Paul McCartney says his late wife Linda would approve of his romance with his new girlfriend Heather Mills. Paul believes she would want him to be happy and to get on with life.
Live at 5.
And at 6 on Carlton this evening, it's West Country News. This evening, presented by Alison Johns and Richard Barth.
Yes, there are one or two other people involved as well. Good evening. Tragedy on a football pitch as a Devon teenager collapses and dies of a heart attack. Classmates of the 15-year-old student from Plymouth have been mourning his sudden death during a youth soccer match in Newton Abbot on Sunday. We'll report on that. And in a special report, we investigate a long-running row over a clay pigeon shooting ground near Liscard, which has raised questions about gun safety and the treatment of a local man who lodged a complaint with the police. And the government is finally taking seriously the West Country farmer who's argued for years that BSE originated from the use of organophosphate chemicals. Mark Purdy now has the backing of research by a Cambridge academic, and we'll meet ministers to discuss it next week. Join us for that and lots more on West Country Live at 6.
Back to our top story. A post-mortem's found the Plymouth schoolboy who collapsed on the football field on Sunday died of natural causes. Classmates have today been mourning the loss of 15-year-old Jay Rumbold. Looking to the weather, continued fair and dry this evening with a few fog patches and a touch of frost overnight, a minimum temperature going down to just 1 degree Celsius. Tomorrow, generally little change is expected with plenty of dry weather for the region. While there should be some sunshine, there will also be plenty of cloud as well. The maximum temperature tomorrow up to 12 degrees Celsius. On the inshore waters, the winds will be northeasterly force 2. The sea state should be slight and visibility very good. And the outlook for Wednesday, dry and bright, maximum of 12 degrees Celsius. Thursday, unsettled with showery rain, heavy at times, and Friday, sunshine and showers. That's live at 5 this evening. The next update is at 5:30 with a full bulletin at 6 o'clock.
Live at 5.
Can I ask you a personal question? Does size worry you?